Okay, next lightning talk is Jan Verschelde talking about multiple double arithmetic on GPUs.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, the organizers, for allowing me to speak here. So I will hope to talk about computations that I've been doing with multiple doubles. So the multiple doubles go back actually from the time when people, when the hardware was not yet supporting doubles. So this was the late 60s. So this is actually similar idea. So you use the hardware arithmetic to extend your precision. It has a lot of advantages. So if you're used to working with complex arithmetic, then double-double arithmetic has about the same intensity. So speaking of intensities, relative to the previous talk, where we were working with graphs, so in the previous talk I had the impression that everything was about graphs and there was a memory bound. My problems are compute bound, so I get really good arithmetic intensities. There are some disadvantages, of course. If you want to work with, say, 17 decimal places, you can't. Also, if you want to work with truly infinitesimals, well, you can't either because you're still having your 11 bits of the exponent. Disadvantage might also be that you can still do numerical analysis. So this might be an advantage or disadvantage. I got into this by power series arithmetic. So this is about the EXP and the EPS. So when I started working with power series, I was using 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1, 1. And I know the binomial theorem. Well, I only knew it when I saw the numbers blowing up on me. So you know it when you don't know it. So here is a table. The exponential has a very nice development. Nicely decaying, and if you multiply these exponentials, you don't have any blow up. However, the last coefficient, if you want to represent that, and you have to think about GPUs. GPUs are actually quite happy if they can do things in groups of 32. So actually, a 32.